T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Maxie, it looks reporting that Aaron Rodgers turned down a contract from Green Bay that would have made him the highest paid player in the NFL. It's hard to, you know, we're a month away here from training camp, less than a
month.
What's
the man want, huh?
What's going to happen here? And, I mean, this has implications for Viking fandom. It's high drama. What do you think?
Well, you know, they're sitting out there in Denver, and they're trying to figure out what to offer. I was out there recently, and they said George Payton, who's over there now, from the Vikings, is running the Denver Broncos. And they said they need Pat Bowlen around, the former owner, because he just stepped up and said, we're going to get this thing done. We're not going to sit here and hem and haw about how many draft picks we're giving them and all that stuff. We're going to get it done, and we're going to win a Super Bowl. That's the way we do business here. And they were yearning for those days of somebody to come in and iron fist this thing. But, I really believe that Rodgers is it's not money, that he's making a statement.
Yeah.
That if you disrespect me, meaning management, you will pay a price. And I think that's a big part of what's going on right now, is that whatever it is, he feels disrespected, and there's nothing. Now, lots of athletes feel disrespected during their career, but
they use it as motivation.
Leverage.
Yeah, they use it as motivation, right?
And not many of them have the leverage where they can say, you know, I'm disrespected, therefore I'm not coming to training camp, because the coach will say, okay, go find another team. You know, Rodgers has that rare opportunity, that window of opportunity, where they need him more than he needs them, you know, and that doesn't happen very often. And so he's going to make them say uncle. And I don't know if he ends up in Green Bay or not, because I'm not that well versed on the situation, but I do believe that's what it's all about.
You know, we haven't talked about it for a while, but the vaccination with the players, and now, you know, with these rates going up and players on baseball, you know, getting in, and some of these Olympians. We talked about the frustration that, you know, you could read between the lines about what Mike Zimmer was saying, you know, with players who chose not to get vaccinated. As we head towards camp two, seeing the schedules about what the players who are not vaccinated have to go through, it sure looks like it's going to be a headache.
Yeah, they're putting the squeeze on them. They're saying, no, you don't have to get vaccinated. Here's your schedule. So I don't know where you come to a happy medium there. You know, I guess you can appeal to your players association and your union and file a grievance maybe if you want. But in general, it seems like it'd be a lot easier for these guys to get vaccinated. That's one that's kind of lost on me, especially when you're an adult and you've reached full growth. And I mean, you've eliminated many of the obstacles or the myths out there, I guess, that, you know, it could do this to you or that to you. I don't know. I don't understand it. Now, you know, you take a guy like Adam Thielen, he's not vaccinated, but he also had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's going, I don't need to get vaccinated. I had COVID, you know, and I shouldn't be in the same category. I had it. I got the antibodies. I'm good. And whether he is or not, I don't know the answer to that. But there is some of that, too, that you could say that's sitting out there. Well, why bother to get vaccinated if I already had it? I'm confident that I won't get it or give it to anybody again. So that's another argument that can be made if you're a COVID survivor.
The NBA Finals tonight, Game 6, a chance for Milwaukee to get the title. It has been a fantastic series of basketball. And for those, you know, just like myself, a casual fan of the NBA, again, you watch these games and you're just blown away with the athleticism, specifically Giannis. I mean, it's just, the guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, and he's one of many. I mean, there's so many guys in the court at the same time that are just so gifted. And so, I mean, they can explode to the basket. And Devin Booker's got 240-plus games and they lost. And, Middleton's been unbelievable. All those things. And we get the hammer going down to the Fear of the Deer den. he will be a pussy. So we got to be watching on TV. Look for the big guy with the antlers on his head, right?
There'll be a few of them, I think, down there. I hope they don't get
half the crowd. I might have just described half the crowd since there is crossover with the Packer fans.
I've watched a lot of wildlife videos about bucks who, you know, during the rut, they get into the fight and they scrape horns together.
Yes.
We don't want any of that going down.
No. We got to quell hammer, man. It's just a game. Hey, I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
This lady from International Falls,
yes.
You opened it by saying, could this be the same person? She said, yes, it is. And by the end of the interview, you're saying, my good friend.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that works.
Which one? What? You didn't know she'd moved to International Falls and she's your good friend?
That was a joke, Maxie. You know, Trisha's one of my dear friends. And
she really is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We graduated from high school together. But she's the president of the Chamber of Commerce up there in International Falls.
Thus the reason you had a good connection for a good interview.
Absolutely.
I got you.
And, you know, it's been a tough year for those folks in International Falls, especially, you know, the people who love to go to Canada each year. And I know some people who own a resort that we've gone to for years in Canada. And I can't imagine how difficult a year it would have been for those folks.
Yeah, I would think it hurt Canada more than Minnesota because, as you pointed out in the interview, you know, hey, go to International Falls, fish Lake of the Woods. I mean, you're still okay, right? Yep. You don't have to do the fly-in this year. You can do Minnesota. I would think it would hurt Canada more because they relied so much on Minnesota and the U.S. to do the fly-ins, you know?
Yeah, and then you know this, like, you know, Rainy Lake and Lake of the Woods, you know, that you get that Canadian experience without going to Canada, and it's pretty much the same
exactly,
kind of thing.
Yeah, and all things, we understand all things. Let's just go to Rainy Lake then, and let's have a good time. I mean, you know, next year we'll fly into Canada, but I would think Canada would have been hurt worse than you know, International Falls, Ely, those places up there that are on the, you know, close to, those are pretty cool towns too. You know, you can have a good time and a good experience up there.
There's up north and then there's way up north. You know how
that right.
Rocky
there's
shore
a difference,
lines.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Max.
One digs a plane ride.
For sure. We'll talk to you later, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I did hear a little bit. See, I thought you were pulling the old Sid trick there where, oh, God, I know you from high school. And then by the end, you're a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, good friend of mine. Yeah, right.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Mike Max, 846, News Talk 830, WCCO. Are Republicans going to push that ethics complaint against Representative John Thompson? We'll ask Kurt Dowd. He is the House Minority Leader. He joins us next on News Talk 830, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.